Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. It is Saturday, May 4th, 2013. We're going to have a wonderful night of healing and information, as well as a wonderful trip to the Lightship. It's Saturday night on the Lightship. Welcome, Ron.
Hi. So how you doing? How's everybody else out there? And hopefully everything is good.
I hope so. I personally am terrific, and I would love it if we could activate the light being for everyone, Ron.
This service is provided by freeconferencing.com.
Hey, here we go. Bringing the light being up. Oh, one. Four and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see what is happening with people. Do you have any testimonials? Or I know you said you had some.
We do, Ron. And I want to just say to everyone, the fast chat is still not working. And please send any questions or requests for healings and clearings to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now. And I wanted to start with last night you did a clearing for a listener who, without getting into the awful details of it, but someone touched her and she felt like an alien presence went into her. And you, in fact, Ron, you may not remember, said, yeah, pretty much, I think you're right, that is what happened, and you cleared it. So she wrote to us, and she says, thank you, Ron, I am feeling much better now, but I do need more healing for this attack, so I'll be going to the light ship for the rest of it tomorrow night, meaning, you know, now, tonight. So she's going to request that be healed on our trip to the light ship tonight. And, so you can email me requests if you have any requests for special rooms that you'd like to go to on the light ship. We'll do that about halfway through the show. And also we'll do a little birthday celebration for everyone who has a birthday in the month of May. And there's another email. I don't know if you wanted to say any more about that woman being attacked, Ron. Did you recall doing that last night, that clearing?
Yeah, I think it's probably taken care of, so.
Good. Okay. And then I want to read, somebody wrote to you, part of it's a request around for healing, but I just wanted to read part. She says, I first met you at a New Life Expo in New York City. I have so much to learn, or should I say unlearn, about the now. Look forward to moving forward without so much density on me. So this is a person who's starting to do clearings and feel better, as so many of us are, and she just wants to thank you for that.
Great.
And let's have to go up. Now, this, here's a great one. How did we get mesmerized/programmed by religion? Religions end up then guiding our lifestyle, family planning. It prompts wars, power struggles, and even gives us our money issues, which, you know, I couldn't agree more with this listener. And so we were talking earlier, Ron, about being, let me find it so I get the words right, tricked, trapped, and deluded. And I would say that religion is certainly something that has done that to us on this planet. Do you want to speak to that email a bit?
I think the whole thing basically boils down to what you're doing all the time and, you know, just the situations that you're in. So if you're going to church or whatever you're doing continuously, then you tend to get programmed by that. That can take away your free will, free choice. And it depends what the belief system is that goes with it. So the CLS belief system, we'll say if there is one, is that you do have free will, free choice, and everything works in the now, and that's when you get your free choice. So that's kind of the way we look at it, and you want to get more of your spirit energy back to help you out to have more consciousness of light, and that's the process that we have here, but we don't really have any dogma or anything else or that anybody can think of, because everything kind of boils down to, when you start looking and searching, you'll be listening to things about being heart-centered, going into the energy, trying to be in the now. And that's what all religions will give you, that information, but they don't tell you how to do it. That's normally so far removed from you, and that they don't have a clue of what's really going on. But that's what we do with COS, is just try to get you heart-centered so you can be in the now. In fact, we'll do that now with the mind of heart drop. So here we go, dropping you from your thoughts in your head down to your heart, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you should be heart-centered, and you know that, because when you attempt to think, you won't be able to really have any thoughts or judgments. And you know that at that point in time where you are, because you're out of time. So you're out of time on a timeline, and that means that you're heart-centered, as long as you cannot think. Now, you may have to get into duality a little bit, onto a timeline to actually get questions and to maybe live your life. But then you can live your life in the moment as long as you're more conscious of what's happening. At first, it may be a little complicated and even challenging. But once you understand that, then you can kind of move on. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I was wondering, since religion came up, and even people who weren't in religions probably have had to go to a funeral or a wedding and been in churches. So is there some kind of perhaps a courting disconnection you could do a sample for us of religions for people?
Well, you can think back of a day that you went to either church or a funeral or something where they were talking about the GOD stuff and whatever else was there. And you know, we can do a clearing. So here we go. Just think of that one particular time that you'd like to have cleared. And here we go. So I'll just count to 10 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And if you look at it now, naturally you probably have to go into duality a little bit, but you should just see the event, and it should be neutralized, which means that there's peace energy there. And it shouldn't really bother you. So if you went to a funeral, we'll say, and one of your friends or relatives were no longer living, and you were there to see them get buried, in a sense, during that service, you may feel a little less anxiety, or could even be anger, could be sadness. It all depends how people react to different things. So you should feel much better right now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Yeah, that definitely felt good. Okay, let me just go to the next. Okay, it's interesting that we talked about this idea of being tricked and stuff on this planet into believing what we're supposed to be doing and that kind of thing earlier, and now we're getting emails that directly relate to what we wanted to talk about. So the next one is, we've been told we're meant to be with a soulmate, and this is very much perpetuated by New Agers, and we've been programmed to seek instead of being fulfilled. And this person obviously has been listening to you and paying attention, and she says, thankfully, Ron has flipped the switch and explained, but maybe we could talk a little bit about that, Ron, that kind of expectation that's hurtful to people.
Yeah, normally the soul family members that you're in contact with will bring forth your middle chart, your DNA, spiritual lessons and agreements, and they may not always be a positive thing. The interesting fact, like I have mentioned on other shows, is that people in your soul family, those spirits can come into your body, just like entities do. And then they can transmit, the psychic billboard will say, of person that they used to be in. That's how you get your spiritual setups in agreement. So just to kind of rephrase that, and let's just say that, what's a real negative situation? We'll just say having your, let's just say stepping on a nail. That would be a pretty painful thing. I was going to talk about a broken bone or something. Let's just say you stepped on a nail. That could be just as worse. So maybe you yourself have stepped on about four or five nails. And I heard a beep there. We'll get the caller in about 2 minutes here. So maybe you stepped on, you know, a few nails in your life, and you, now you're very cautious looking around, you know. Maybe you're a construction worker, and, you know, that's one of the things that they tell you, not to step on nails, you know, be conscious, you know, nails and pieces of wood or something. And so you've already went through that, been there, done that, and now you're very observant. Now, let's say somebody in your soul family comes up and says, you know, I in the DNA of this person and the experience that they need to experience, they need to have maybe a problem with one of their feet, a cut or something on it. But what happens is that that spirit can come into your body, and because you're used to doing this and you know all about stepping on nails, but you don't want to do it ever again, but you still know about it, the spirit comes into you, brings in that active DNA of another person. Because now it's transferred from that other person, right, into the spirit, or the spirit mimics you. The spirit's mimicking them, and their next experience, learning experience, is maybe stepping on a nail or hurting their foot. So it comes into you, transmits on the billboard that you need to have a foot problem, and since you're, say, a construction worker and you know all about not stepping on nails, all of a sudden you find yourself stepping on one, wondering why, and it hurt a lot. Then that hurt now goes back to that spirit that's in you from your soul family, goes into the other person now, and that experience now is connected to their DNA. And so you just got set up. And that's because they maybe didn't feel confident about doing it. Maybe they were terrified about hurting their foot. Maybe they're just shy. You know, all different things can happen. And that's kind of how the spiritual setups can work. That's the most negative thing. So as far as trying to look for a soulmate to live with, boy, you'd be doing lessons all the time, experiences, because they're going to be activating them in you. So anyway, I guess that's how that sort of is. So back to you, Ann. And I think we have a caller, and then we do the self-empowerment session in the 4-in-1, where you can have your twin flame with you, your home-based energy, and you're disconnected from your soul family. So back to you, and we'll see what kind of caller we have, I think.
Hello? Someone there?
Hi, yes. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. That, go ahead.
That was a very interesting story, Ron. I was just doing some spring cleaning, spring yard work out here in my yard at this new place, and I just the other day picked up this, almost stepped on it, great big huge piece of wood with like 4 3-inch nails sticking out of it, sticking straight up, you know. So, you know, I was happy that my spirit caught it in time before I stepped on it. But anyway, I just I wanted to share with you, and I wanted to ask Ron, actually, I don't know where to start. I just seems like I've just been under a lot of different things have been going on these last couple days, and I don't really know where to go with it all. But today I had my car battery run dry, drained, you know, 80 miles away from home. You know, I had the stranded feeling of the car not starting, and I felt huge amount of aliens around me. I mean, I just felt like my whole body was under attack. And after dealing with that and having to buy a new battery and get to a place where it could get me a battery, My whole day was kind of like in disarray with that. And I was on my way home, and I was going through another town, and I had stopped because I was really hungry, and I didn't want to buy any fast food, so I stopped at this kind of like slash health food place, and I ran into an old person that I used to know, huge dark side practitioner. Her eyes were glassed over. You know, she put her arms out around me, wanted to give me a hug. And this is a story that I actually wanted to share with you guys. I felt so self-empowered, Ron and Anne, because all I did was look at her, and I knew she wasn't home at all. And I just said, I'm sorry, I just do not touch anybody anymore. And she just, like, she backed off, and she backed up. And I thought, you know, the words just came spurting out of my mouth, and I was so happy because there was no way that I wanted this woman to touch me. It's wonderful to have your spirit, you know, be so self-empowered where you can just say the words now without caring, without anybody, you know, without worrying about what somebody's going to think of you, you know, by just saying, I'm sorry, I do not touch anybody. So after chatting with her a little bit, and I realized that, you know, she wasn't there, and, you know, but I felt like it was another attack. I felt like, you know, she was just put there, you know, to get to me. And I did. I openly talked to her about, you know, not doing the healings works anymore and not, you know, being connected to the dark-sided energies, and, you know, all this stuff was spilling out in the middle of the store, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, if people are listening, they're listening, you know. But it felt really good just to be able to speak my truth and, you know, and not be totally slimed by her. But I still, you know, I've been doing the mind-to-heart drop, and I've still been trying to decord myself from her. I feel like I still am, and I've been having these, like, chest pains and heart pains. So I don't know if I could ask for a little example, Ron.
Okay, here we go. Recording. So first thing I picked up is, like, snake energy that she had on you. I'm just curious to just ask you a question. How did her health look? You see her eyes are glossed over. Did she look like she wasn't very healthy after doing her practice for quite a while?
You know, Ron, I got the feeling that she wasn't there anymore. You know, I got the feeling that, you know, she did the dark side ascension. But I'm not positive on that because I have tried to connect with her, you know, to get her hooked up with you and the Creation Light Ship. You know, she was doing everything I was doing. I was doing everything she was doing, you know, back in the day when I was doing it, you know, and but I just got the feeling that I was just too late, that there was, because I did tell her, I said, well, you know, one more thing before I go, you know, if you want to get a group together, and I did share with her, I said, you know, I could teach all you guys how to do the mind heart drop and to get your energies back into your body. And then she just said, well, you know, send me some information. But, her, she's a little bit older than me, but her health, I don't know, Ron. Her eyes were just gone, though. You know, she wasn't there.
Did her body energy seem a little strange or anything, or lack of energy?
Oh, yes. I mean,
she probably got toned out.
It sounds to me like she was intentionally trying to hug Janice. Do you think that's true, Ron? She was really wanted to touch her to maybe pass something on to her?
Yeah, that could be a possibility of wanting to get more energy, you know, for the cloned replica. That's what they could do also. And we don't know how their programs are, but maybe her program saw something in you that she wanted by viewing you, and her program was lacking that. Well, let's do a snake energy release. I saw that she hooked you up with around your body. So here we go. One. Scorch everybody else list. Name 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How does that feel, Janice?
Oh, Ron, I felt them coming off my neck. You know, we did have a conversation about Florida. She just got back from Florida, but so I'm sure she brought him back with her from Southern Florida. And, you know, I wanted to tell her, well, you know, did you realize that, you know, Southern Florida, you know, is started talking about the aliens more. And I thought, you know, I better be quiet. You know, I didn't want too many people to hear my conversation with her. But, no, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that. And, you know, why I felt like, you know, just the last couple of days I've had some, you know, confrontations. I feel like the more I'm holding my spirit energy and the more I'm in the light, I just feel like more people are coming after me and pushing my buttons. And did I pick up a shapeshifter by any chance, Ron, from my electrician?
You got something that kind of came into you. Let me release that here.
Yeah, because he keeps trying to touch me. He came up and touched my shoulders, and I just about, you know, he did it without me seeing him do it, so I couldn't tell him, don't touch me, you know. He's always trying to touch me. So I'm always thinking that he's trying to
get energy. And that might be helpful to do the dark side practitioner, maybe. But here we go. One, taking away this energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. But it feels like we're going to be seeing some more strange things happening, not with you, hopefully, but I think the replicas now are going through more programs, maybe getting downloaded. So we'll see what happens in the next maybe a few weeks and just kind of see what's going on with the people around everybody. So thank you, Janice, for...
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome. Yep. Thank you for calling. I don't want to say it was a good story, but it's helpful. And I don't know if, yes, someone tried to touch me today, and I did a little sidestep. I think that something is happening with the clones or the whatever, Ron, already, because I've seen changes in a couple of neighbors that I'm pretty sure are cloned out, and now they're acting very differently than they had been. And outwardly, like, they actually seem happier, but they don't seem like themselves. I don't know if other people are, you know, noticing the same thing. Okay, well, I still have more emails, so let's keep going before we go to the light ship. We have a follow-up from a gentleman, and I can't remember exactly what show, but you did some healing work for him. If you recall, Ron, I believe he called in and said that he and his wife were having a lot of arguments, and you felt that it was a piece of jewelry she was wearing. And he thinks he's figured out what that was, that he bought her a symbol of the Quran in Abu Dhabi in 1991. Does that seem to you like it's the piece of jewelry that's been making her a little crazy?
Yeah, I would say that would be correct. That does feel like it. I would say it feels like 95%. Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay, so...
Let's send them over a quick email, you know, and say 95% yes. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay, and so would the object... clearing be enough to clear that piece of jewelry if it's got something really powerful going on there, or should they just get rid of it?
If they could turn up missing, that'd be great, and get rid of it.
Oops. Okay.
Well, what I'm saying is that, remember, that it's an object, and you can clear it once, but the energy, that's a pretty strong energy, very, very strong. And so it could be the sign and symbol clearing, too, that you may want to get off that. But as long as it's what it is and it's a symbol, it's going to still receive energy just like keywords do. So it could be dormant, but the energy that is transmitting down here may find that frequency of the way it looks that could reattach over again.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It's kind of like reading a word, and you might see one word once a week, and each time you see it, you clear it, but next time you see it, you re-energize again, and it's going to affect you. Plus, there could be other programs put into the body from that particular jewelry. So I would first try to get rid of it, that's a possibility.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay, I hope that's helpful to that person so he's not suffering anymore. Okay. Oh, we have a perfect timing, I think. Is there a caller there? Hello?
Yes, there is.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
And Janice. I just wanted to call in and tell you that I'm so happy that you were able to help me out last night with the problem that I had. And I do feel like I agree with Janice on the fact that I believe that we are being bombarded by these clones right now. I've had some weird contacts with the clones. They seem to want to touch me more, and I'm like Janice on it. I don't want them touching me. I don't want anything to do with them other than maybe talking to them and being kind to them or whatever you have to do to get through the day with it. But I do feel like that something is happening with these people to make them want to touch us. I was in Walmart, and I saw a clone in there. He was very, very strange. He was somewhat like a robot. He never blinked his eyes. He never turned his head. He just walked in very jerky, robotic type like steps. He kept following me around the store. He never looked at me, never tried to touch me, but I know that there was something going on with this individual. When he took turns for the aisles, he did a 90-degree turn with his body. And it was totally like he was a machine. He did look human as far as skin and eyes and everything like that, and he had blue eyes, and he had a mannequin-type-like hairstyle, and he was dressed in a suit. So what are you thinking about that, Ron?
Yeah, let me take away some of the energy here. So here we go.
Okay.
Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's just hope that is helping out a lot there. So let's see what else
yeah.
we can do here. Let me pull out of the hat here. Let's bring in, let's do the clone darkness to light clearing here. So what this is going to do is bring in the clones that are listening, because they're already here. Let's just start over here. The clones that are listening that just kind of don't get it and are having troubles, we're going to bring in energies right now to help them out. and bring light into them to have their body remade. So just by listening, if they wish to have that, they can. If not, then they don't need to have it, but it's up to them. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just see how they're doing here. Well, thank you for calling. Anything else you might need?
Well, I did have a little more involvement with some clones in the last, well, it's been less than 2 weeks, and I noticed that when I was following them down the street that the sidewalk had more energy in it than they did.
Ah, found them. Okay.
The concrete actually had more life force in it than they did.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they were totally different. They looked pretty much the same as they had looked, but I had not seen them since before the big shift where they were obviously taken. It was before New Year's that I had seen these people, and their personality was different. They were happier, they seemed, but they weren't the same people.
Yeah.
And there was no energy in them. I did notice that things that they had touched or that they owned had a lot of dark energy in it. So it was probably, I'm feeling like somebody else maybe touching it or maybe residue from them, and I was still feeling it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can see what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely some bad stuff.
Okay.
And yeah.
Boy. Well. Thank
you very much for helping me though last night, Ron, because I was the one that was touched by the alien.
Okay.
And this lady, when she touched me, it was deliberate. She came up behind me, and she literally grabbed my hips and my waist with both hands. So she was definitely trying to attack me. And the energy came into my body, like you described last night. I don't know if you remember or not, but it came into my body, and it grew up from her hands. I felt like I was electrocuted as I was touched. And I tried to get loose, and she held on. And she snuck up from behind. So the alien that was inside of her was obviously trying to do what it was trying to do. And whatever the creature was that was deposited in my back was very painful. And the energy, as it grew through my body, was it was very upsetting because it hurt and it was draining my body at the same time, all of my energy. You felt it.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
But I feel much better, and I'm going to go to the light ship tonight. So I've got a real sore place in my back because the left hand was, they gripped harder with that hand than they did the right, and they kind of dug in. And I feel a sore spot in my back there from that.
Okay, we'll see what we can do then. So that's a good cue to go to the light ship.
Yes.
So thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's see. I didn't really get requests for rooms yet, Ron, but maybe I will. I have the email up again, so if somebody wants to go to certain rooms in the light ship, just send it real quick on an email, and I'll send them over to Ron. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And
everyone pick a physical healing that you'd like the light beings to work on for you on the light ship tonight.
Here we go, everybody. So we're going up, and tonight's our birthday night because it's the first week in the month here. So here we go, and this is May 4th. I guess tomorrow's May 5th. That may mean something to some people. It's just another day. Every day is another day, and sometimes they're like the day before. But anyway, here we go. So going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and if you're on an archive right now, you'll feel peace energy. You have to be live on our program, so do this on the conference calls that we have weekly, along with Saturday Night Live and the Light Ship here. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the first room we're going to go into is in quarantine. So we're going over there. This is what we normally do on the Sunday calls. They're going to get rid of alien implants. And it could also be maybe implants that clones could have maybe brought into you. So here we go. This is that maybe help out the lady who just called here. Releasing alien implants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And okay, let's do another clearing here. Let's go inside the light ship. And we're going to go in and have a clearing with the dolphin. So here comes the dolphin energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into a room if anybody has maybe a problem, maybe cartilage, tendons, maybe a twisted muscle or something, or nerves, possibly a bone fracture. We're going into different rooms now, so request your healing. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going into a room that we have the beautiful frogs. So here comes the frog energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Going into another location. And I'm going to go into the rainbow waterfall room. So I'll request healing there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have any bite stings, etc., we'll go into a room there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room. We'll go to where the little deers are, little fawns. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And another room will be one with the request that we have here. And this is the room with the flowers. So here comes the roses. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Another room will be the room that has, they look like manatees here. So we're going to go in the water, the manatees, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, request your healing. And we'll go into the food court now for the special birthday cake, goodies, desserts. So here we go, and request what you'd like to have. There's all different types, very small naturally in portions, but they're very filling and nutritious. So we're in the room now in the food court, if you're a feeler or sensor, seer, maybe you ought to actually see other light beings there. And the ones that have a birthday are now having happy birthday sung to them. And we're all enjoying our dessert. Take ice cream, whatever you chose to have there. And you can ask for seconds and thirds if you wish. So right now it's coming to us here. It's going to be on our little finger. We're going to put it into our mouth now. So you may actually feel the energy enhanced. And this is wonderful. It's good. I'll get some more. And lean full. And we'll go into a room also that has, looks like we're going into the volcano room. So here we go. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go on to one other location. We'll go on to the room that has the white light energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, everybody. So we'll come back from the light ship, coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're here now. And turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That felt wonderful, as usual. I really appreciate it so much. Okay, we have a very interesting question here from somebody, and it's a little long, so I'm going to do my best to paraphrase for you. First of all, it's someone who listens and also is doing quite a few healings already with Creation Lightship. And several times he's had a feeling of this sort of heavy energy around him, and it sometimes feels like it's going to cause him anxiety, and then sometimes it happened when he was being creative, which is a, you know, positive time, and he's wondering, is that okay? Is that something good, or is some kind of dark energy after him? You know, could it be a healing or part of the healings, or is it like a dark energy?
Normally you're not going to feel anything emotional when you have a healing. You might feel the body being maybe a little tired, possibly, but you're not going to necessarily feel some type of situation happening. So I would say it's probably the energy of darkness coming around for some reason.
Right, because certainly nothing of Creation Lightship is ever going to cause any anxiety. You're only going to feel a nice release, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So what do you think? Do you think that's entities that are attacking him, or any ideas?
Yeah, I'd say very possibly. Entities would be a really good place to start. But yes, that's what I would say, is entities.
Okay. Can we do a quick entity clearing then for people?
We can. Here we go. So releasing entities. So think of a situation that you may have got some. Janice was talking earlier about entities and the other lady when the clone hopped on her. So here we go. Connected with her. So one, release entities. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And, well, one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. That always feels wonderful. Okay, we really got a lot of stuff coming in on the Yahoo email tonight, so thank you all very much. Okay. This is about tricked, since I mentioned people being tricked. How do we switch our mission or life's purpose so that we can go back to feeling like we're okay where we are in life?
Well, what you've experienced so far, in a sense, would be what your life purpose was. Kind of looking at that a little loosely there, but Remember, in true light, there's no such thing, only because you live in the moment. So when you live in the moment, then nothing is predictable. So if you are kind of tired, we'll say, of having situations happening to you, then what you may wish to do is, you know, do the be here now clearing and, you know, and get rid of that soul family disconnection. You know, you want to get rid of that energy. We have that on the website if you want to do that. But just keep being in the now, and I'm assuming that you all had your emotional clearing. So that's what you want to do, is to get rid of situations that could charge you and get you upset over something, which will bring you into very possibly your life lessons again. So I'm going to be neutral. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you very much. And I think that is a lie we've been told, right, that we need to find our life's mission, our life's purpose. I think a lot of that comes from aliens and the dark side energies. And that you can feel really betrayed by something like that when you're in the midst of doing it, and then you find out that you shouldn't have been doing that. Okay, this is interesting, and this is actually part of the same question. As a child, I was haunted with dreams and sleepwalking in search of her triangle-shaped thing. So she must have been dreaming about some shape, and she knew that her uncle took it, and she felt it in her soul. She even, as a little girl, would go outside, and her family had to change the locks. So what was going on there? Was that some kind of entity trying to get into her and control her?
Boy, that one, it was pretty complicated. So it's hard to describe what that would be. Entity, it could also be an alien, like boomerang or something, that's becoming physical, to do mind control patterns. So it looks like it could be pretty deep. So a little hard to talk about that one.
Okay. Hopefully it's not still bothering her. Another email. I never really understood the concept of the Holy Spirit. Can you explain what that is, and explain, is that source energy?
I would think maybe that they're trying to convey that as source energy, but I'm really not sure how to use that with the CLS information for people. So I would say that might be the closest thing they have in the churches and to talk about the Holy Spirit, because that would probably be the energy that everybody thinks is source energy, and since you're a part of it, that then you're, you know, you are, say, a soul of that, and that's probably how they're trying to tell you what's going on. But in CLS energy, it's no such thing as that. So, but it is a very good question. Well, back to you, Anne. I think our time is kind of coming down to the close here. Got a few minutes left, maybe. What I'll do is a clearing here. So if anybody, let's see here. Let's do a clearing for anxiety. And maybe it could be you or somebody else. So here we go. Anxiety, releasing that from you. So one, do it. Think of your pet anxiety. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do one here for frustration. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. We'll do another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a clearing for another situation. Betrayal is always a good one, so let's do that. Betrayal. You know, are you betraying yourself or betraying your spirit? We'll just do a betrayal clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to bring in some peace energy here. So here we go, everybody. Peace energy is coming your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I guess that looks like kind of ends our show there. We'll do the Mind of Heart Drop, put you more into your heart, and then we'll close off here. So doing the Mind of Heart Drop, dropping down, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts that you have, going to your heart center. So dropping. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one final time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your heart. And a week from this coming day, we'll have our Saturday 4-hour healing marathon starting. And then we have the 8-hour ones after one. It's going to start on the 11th, which is Saturday. 11, 12, 19, 26. So blessings, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this BBS program. Thank you, Ann, and we'll begin BBS again on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, Ron.